Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, January 6. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, the Fed's subtle but powerful message. Just ahead. Well, we live in an in-your-face, blunt world, in which public dialogue is mainly partisan and aggressive. Reports are that that will be underscored today as the president takes to the podium to condemn the actions of a largely peaceful demonstration that took place a year ago on this date. But there remains one public institution where such coarse speech is out of place. It's the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. The committee lives in the world of the subtle and the understated. To appreciate the Fed's discussion, you must often read between the lines, interpret the Fed's words in the light of their impact. The Fed, after all, is speaking to all the actors in the financial world, so they seek to be measured and reticent, knowing that anything they do say can have a dramatic impact on the markets, both in this country and around the world. It really is a tremendous responsibility. And it's the reason that each and every release of the FOMC minutes causes a stir that they inevitably do. Now, yesterday at precisely 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Federal Reserve released its latest minutes from the meeting held virtually on December 14 and 15 of last year. It was as if a shot rang out in the exchange. All the major averages began to move lower. For the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's 500, which were already lower, they both took another leg down, the S&P 500 closing off nearly 2% on the day, while the NASDAQ was down over 3%. The Dow, which had been up 100 points, began falling, closing down nearly 400 points on the day. Now, what caused all this was, I believe, a recognition of a subtle change by the Fed. Nothing that you would notice on the surface, but a nearly imperceptible change in tone. Now, this isn't what the financial press is pointing to this morning. Yesterday's market reaction was not due, from my perspective, from a more hawkish move by the Fed towards the taper or the raising of interest rates. The reaction came from this very carefully crafted sentence that you can find buried in the minutes. And I quote, "A few of these participants raised concern that a relatively flat yield curve could adversely affect interest margins for some financial intermediaries, which may raise financial stability risks." An interesting comment, don't you think? It presented as a kind of sidebar to the main discussion, as if a couple of analysts over in the corner happened to drop an offhanded remark. And then for the next several sentences, the writer points out that others in the meeting disputed this thinking, and the meeting moved on from there. But let's examine what was really said here, and why I think this could have led to yesterday's sell-off. There are three important points raised in this comment. The first is that as short-term rates have risen, long-term rates have remained about the same. This has flattened the yield curve. Well, of course. To Wall Street, this is the whole point. A flat yield curve is the basis of the entire transitory thesis, the idea that inflation is just a temporary phenomena. Don't worry, the Fed has said to Wall Street, inflation will be over soon, and that's good news indeed to Wall Street, who are the largest borrowers in the world. Wall Street, which is leveraged to the hilt. Wall Street, who never met a new way to leverage their investments that they didn't like. But here, now suddenly, the Fed is implying that a flat yield curve is not a good thing, that long-term rates should be higher. Perhaps inflation isn't so temporary after all. Bottom line to the street, your cost of borrowing is going up. Point two. The current flat yield curve could adversely affect certain, quote, financial intermediaries. Financial intermediaries? Who could that be? Well, they're the major money-centered banks who are the principal stakeholders in the Fed. briefly stated, the Fed is here saying that unless we raise long-term rates, our own member banks will be hurt. So raising long rates has a constituency. It's the Fed member banks. The Fed is hereby cutting Wall Street loose and going to follow the interest of their own member banks. Finally, the most dramatic comment of all. If the Fed doesn't take this action, some of those same Fed member banks may actually incur financial stability risks. That's a real shocker. I was not aware of any of the major Fed member banks having stability risks. But if they are, it certainly would make sense that the Fed would provide support. So there you have it, a subtle sidebar comment by a couple of analysts just talking among themselves. But they did manage to communicate a couple of things, that the current level of low long-term rates are hurting some of their member banks, and that the Fed may have to do something about that. An interesting, offhanded comment, don't you think? Well, it certainly got Wall Street's attention. Now, in economic news overnight, the German inflation rate just hit a new 20-year high, reporting at a 5.3% annual inflation rate. And reporting in just a few minutes will be the latest balance of trade numbers for the U.S. Make sure you're sitting down. Also up shortly will be initial claims for unemployment, and then that all-important ISM report on the Purchasing Managers Index at 10 o'clock this morning. The PMI is expected to be substantially lower. In earnings already reported, Constellation Brands, Walgreen Boot Alliance, and Biohaven Pharmaceuticals are all trading higher on their results, while Conagra and Bath & Body Works are both lower in the pre-market. And that's the value side for this Thursday, January 6. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.